Good morning. A Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, where to start today, Alan? How about with New York U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who is now dropped out of the 2020 presidential race?
You know, David, I've never understood what this was all about. What an enigma. Look, Kirsten Gillibrand was a fairly obscure and conservative upstate congresswoman. Along come two people. Chuck Schumer, who obviously wanted her to be there, a woman, co-senator, but somebody who was not going to eclipse his star. So he gets Governor Patterson at the time to appoint her, along with a Republican, Alphonse D'Amato, who is seen standing right next to her when she is appointed as a senator by the governor. Then, of course, having had that success moving from obscure congresswoman to United States senator, she decides she should run for president. She couldn't bust out of the 0% in the polling or 1%, but that was it. One obscure poll said she had 2%, but nobody else agreed with that. She's put a lot of money into it, and it doesn't work, but she's still a very important and powerful senator in New York State. So she got out. Why she stayed in that long, I don't know. What she thought she was going to gain, I don't know. I do know, David, that she felt that there might be a possibility of her getting the vice presidency if Joe Biden became the candidate or if somebody else did. And she was not quiet about that. She said that, apparently. So that's not going to happen, in my opinion. What does she really bring? I don't know. She is a woman. But compared to somebody like Kamala Harris, she doesn't bring a lot. Kamala Harris is of color. She's a woman. She's a fierce debater and prosecutor. I can't believe they're not going to pick her to be the vice presidential candidate. And she supplies a bi-coastal perspective because she's from California. Biden is from the other coast.
Let's stay in New York for a moment. You had an interesting conversation, which will air this afternoon on your Capital Connection program at 3 p.m., and that is with the head of the Conservative Party in New York. His name is Gerard Jerry Casar. And the Conservative Party and the Working Families Party, Politics Make Strange Bedfellows, are separately suing over the issue of fusion voting in New York.
And, well, they should. Here's the concept. All the votes get added up so that if you're getting votes on the conservative ticket as well as on the Republican ticket, it all adds up. The Conservative Party is very weak in New York. It doesn't have a lot of people. It doesn't get a lot of votes. But the Working Families Party, now that has turned out to be quite an alternative to the Democrats. And when they endorse somebody like Cynthia Nixon or others, that can mean a great deal to a candidate. Hence, along comes Cuomo, and he says, let's weaken these third parties. And that's exactly what he's trying to do, and that's exactly what is going on.
Top headline in the New York Times today, Alan. EPA to roll back regulations on methane, a potent greenhouse gas.
Well, there are many things in this world that I can't understand about Donald Trump, not the least of which is he wants to make the government better, he says, and yet instead of protecting people, he keeps making them more and more vulnerable. When you start rolling back the protections put in place to protect people, it doesn't speak well of him, but it also makes you scratch your head and say, why in the world would somebody go in the wrong direction when it comes to the environment? What does he get out of it? Why is that good for him? Does he not have children and grandchildren? So it's what he does, and it's what he's been doing all along. And I think it's one of the reasons why he's so, so low in the polls right now.
Speaking of, new Quinnipiac poll out, Alan. If the 2020 presidential election were held today, 54% of registered voters say they would vote for former Vice President Joe Biden, while only 30% would vote for President Trump. Against other top Democrats, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, 53-39. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, 52-40. Kamala Harris, 51-40. Even Buttigieg, 49-40 over Trump.
Well, yes, right now it would appear that Trump is not popular. But it would be a huge mistake for anybody to assume that the guy can't become the president for a second term. Look, he's got a lot of things up his sleeve. There have been intimations that he might not even leave. I don't believe it, but certainly he has done very little to dissuade people from that idea. In fact, quite the opposite. So Trump is now facing criminal prospects, I believe, if he loses. So he's going to try everything in his power not to lose. That's for sure.
Let's stay with that theme. Boris Johnson in England. Explosive move to get his way on Brexit, suspending Parliament, which happened yesterday.
Well, I tried, and you got the Queen to go along. Most people don't understand how this works. The Queen is not an independent force. The Queen does what the Parliament tells her, or the majority in Parliament tells her. And the majority in the Parliament has said, we're going to suspend the Parliament, because we know, says the leaders, Boris Johnson and others, that this Parliament isn't going to come up with anything in order to save us from this Brexit thing. So the Queen has given her marching orders. That's the way it works in that country. And she takes them. And now it is somehow up to the politicians who are there to figure out what to do. If they do a hard Brexit and there is no protection, I think the inevitable end will be that the British population suffers. But Johnson seems to have tied his wagon to that outcome.
Back over to the U.S. and the U.S. Senate. Surprise Georgia resignation jolts battle for the Senate. Senator Johnny Isaacson, Republican of Georgia, announced that he will resign later this year due to health problems, and it puts the Republicans on the defense with another competitive seat on the ballot in an emerging swing state.
Well, I think you're right when you say emerging swing state. There's very little proof that it's there yet. And yet it does present an opportunity for the Democrats. We have seen that in the past. It could really swing the Senate or be one of the key states in swinging the Senate. Look, for the Democrats to win control of that House, they're going to need Georgia and several other states. And that isn't going to be easy.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.